if you are trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. I read that many a time and didn't understand it. But now I understand it. I know that on that path to eternal life, I'm walking the narrow path. I'm being led by the Spirit. And the Word of God is a lamp under my feet. And I'm watching and I'm walking this little bitty narrow path. And I've given this example many times. I were to take and cut a hole in that wall right there and put a platform 5 foot above the floor, put a stair on the other side where you come up and you walk through that hole, and I've got a platform a foot wide right out here, 5 feet off the floor, and I'm going to send somebody to walk this platform to the other end of the church. Almost anybody could do it. Kids could run down that thing. But almost any adult could do this. I said, okay, now then I'm going to complicate the issue just a little bit. I'm going to take all the seats out of here and I'm going to throw about 500 big old rattlesnakes around in here. Let them crawl around on the ground. These are the demons of hell that go under the law. Now then walk that, boy, when you walk that path now, boy, you're going to be trembling a little because you understand where I'm coming from? Ooh, you're going to be looking at that board. Make sure your foot's right in the middle of that board. Then I said, I'm going to complicate the issue a little more after you do it one time. Then I'm going to turn the lights off in here. Now I'm going to give you my little bitty flashlight. Hey, it is burning. In the daytime, you can't even see it. But at night, when it's totally black, that little thing will light up all kinds of things. Do you think you're going to be interested in your flashlight? Oh, yeah. See, the Word of God is a lamp under your feet. Yeah. Now, if you've got the Word of God, which is a lamp under your feet, you're going to be quoting, Lord, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Lord, I mean, you are a guiding light to my feet as I walk through this thing. You're going to be quoting the Word of God, and that's going to be the light that's going to be putting your feet one right after the other. But you're going to be in terror doing it. It ain't going to be like it was whenever I just put the board up here and told you to walk through. You're going to bounce in through there, nice, soft stuff down here. You just, oh, yeah, man, I can walk through that. Look at me. And you just go right through it. But as you complicate the issue, that's what it is like walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. You don't want to walk in the flesh, do you? Because see, if you're walking in the flesh, you're walking, all of a sudden, you take your eyes off the Word of God and you look up and, oh, you're a young man, and there's a beautiful red Corvette out there. You think, wow, look at that car. And you fall right off of that platform. You have just looked at the things of the world. You've lusted for that car. And when you did, you fell from grace. And you fell right out there under the law, right underneath them snakes. And if you can get back up on it before one of them bites you, you're going to be fast. So you better repent and get back up on that board, right? That's why so many people in the church are sick. We don't understand this principle of falling from grace. I read that a lot. I used to think, well, if I fall from grace, that means I'm not saved anymore. No, I'm still saved. But I'm under the law. When I fall from grace up here on this planet, up here, there is no sickness and no disease. When you walk in obedience to His Word, led totally by the Spirit, He clearly says, I bore your sin, and I took away your sickness. If He did that, in fact, I want us to see that. Now, first of all, let's go to the next verse here. I want you to see one more verse on verse 5, and then we'll go to one other place. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive everything promised to us who are right with God through faith. Now, I want us to put that scripture verse, that's okay. We'll just use verse 6. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, it makes no difference to God whether we are circumcised or not circumcised. What is important to God is faith expressing itself in love. Well, what if I'm not going to walk in love today? If faith is expressed through love and I decide not to walk in love, how much faith can I have? So that means whenever I pray for somebody, if I'm not walking in love, the Lord ain't going to hear my prayer. But if I'm walking in love and I pray for you, He'll do it. Amen. Does it pay good dividends to obey? Oh, yeah, it pays good dividends. Good dividends. In fact, I'm going to tell you when Esther and Ernest brought their granddaughter to us, she was about, what, 20-something years old? 26. She had breast cancer. Yeah. a little beautiful little young woman. She had no idea of these concepts. And they didn't either, though. They had never heard this. But they knew we had a healing ministry. They brought their granddaughter to us. We found her sin, got her to repent of her sin. We prayed for her, and God virtually instantly healed that girl. That's been how many years ago, Esther? Several. Yeah, it's been several years ago. Now, see, we ask the question, who sinned? That's not what we normally ask at church, is it? Who sinned that this girl's got this breast cancer? But when we found out her sin, and she repented of that sin, then one prayer of faith, and the girl got healed, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? You know, not only did it work for their daughter or granddaughter, it worked for Sharon. It worked for all of us. It worked for my wife, you know, Cheryl, same way. You know, when, oh yeah, and Esther, that's right, that's right. After your granddaughter got healed, I remember Esther come to me and she said, you know, Pastor, God don't love my granddaughter any more than he does me. She said, now I've had a tumor in my stomach for 15 years, I believe what it was. And she said, I said, well, what's your sin? She said, I got one. I said, who is it against? She says, I said, uh-oh, your husband? She said, yes. She remembered when he used to be that stinker, you know, like me and Artis was talking about a while ago. She remembered that. And she'd held a grudge all those years, and she didn't realize it for 15 years. That's what put that thing on her. But Ernest, he's repented. He's a good guy now, you know. But he's just like a lot of us boys. When we were young, we were a little stupid, wasn't we, Ernest? I was. I'm going to have to tell you. But anyway, I mean, although she had never thought about that, never thought about it. Now they've been married all these years, and for 15 of those years, she's had this big tumor in her stomach. She immediately says, Ernest, I'm sorry, honey. I forgive you, and will you forgive me? And he said, of course. And then I said, well, we pray for you now. The source of the sin has been removed, and we prayed for you, and the next week when you come to church, it was gone, wasn't it? And ain't, yeah, and hadn't had it since, and had had it for 15 years.
Amen.
Is this beginning to make sense?
Yes, sir.
When we ask the question, who sinned? I think we ought to go back to the way of the Word of God, don't you?
Amen.
Who sinned? Well, what was the sin? Well, let's find it. Because, you know, we don't know what sin is. We do not know. I mean, just like to him that will have a long life. In fact, 1 Peter 3:10, I believe it is, Dave. Turn to 1 Peter 3:10. We saw here faith expressing itself in love. Let's go to 1 Peter 3:10 and let's see what that scripture says. For the scripture says, if you want a happy and good, a happy life and good days. Now, how many wants that?
Yeah.
A happy life and good days. I want that. It says, keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lip from telling lies. Now, what if you don't obey? What if you do have a loose tongue? And what if you do talk about people? What if you do tell lies? Or what if you do tell dirty jokes? You know what it's going to do to you eventually? It's going to make you sick.
Amen.
And it will kill you. And people don't believe God's word. He does everything he can to get our attention, to keep us from believing that we're somebody. You know, pride. You know, he tells us. He talks to us again and again, he says. Then he sends dreams and visions and we don't listen. He said, after that, I send sickness and pain deep in your bones to chasten you. I don't like to be chastened by God. Do you, Ernest?
No way.
I don't like it. But when you get a hold of this, the question is, this should always be the question if we're sick. The minute we come down with something in our own life, we should say to the Lord, Lord, what did I do that doesn't please you? In fact, the other day when Cheryl and I was in Norway, there's a little lady come up for prayer. I said, do you have any idea what your sin is? She said, I think I've repented of everything known to man. I said, okay, so we pray for you. I prayed for her and I said, now then, if your pain intensifies and you get worse, you didn't find the sin. You need to ask God. Well, the next morning she woke up in excruciating pain. And so she thought about what I told her. So she said, Lord, what did I do that caused this 15 years ago to come up on me? And immediately the Lord convicted her of something that happened 15 years ago. See, does you think he loves you? Of course he does. Does he want you healed? Of course he does. He don't want you sick. He wants you well. And so when this woman found her, said, oh my goodness, she's, oh my goodness, Lord, yeah, Lord, forgive me. And she's, I don't even know where that person's at, but Lord, I forgive them. And I walk in love. She said, immediately my pain went away. And she come to church and I said, I don't have any pain at all. I am totally healed. But see, I told her, if your pain intensifies, your sin is still there. You need to ask God, who sinned? What was the sin? Was that the question the apostles and disciples asked Jesus? Who sinned that this man is born blind? Well, you could say it real simple. Who sinned that I'm sick? It's the same thing. But we don't do that. When we get sick, what do? We go to the doctor. We don't think to say, God, what did I do that didn't please you? And you know, it could have been, you might have been eating the wrong things. You know, I mean, I think about so many young people today. I mean, I was in the restaurant last night having a little dinner, and I thought about two young men came in here. I bet you those boys weighed 500 pounds apiece, two of them. I mean, they were that big around. Hey, you don't get to be 500 pounds without eating something excessive. You know, you just don't take care of your flesh. You let the flesh drive you totally into the spirit. I mean, the spirit, sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm kind of like that to a degree. Sometimes I can have a nice meal. We can have something in it. And somebody said, boy, how do you feel? I said, "Ooh, I am full plumb up to right here." Well, we're sorry that what we had, somebody brought this coconut cream pie and ice cream. I said, I'll push it down to about right here. And then I'll eat the pie and the ice cream. And then I'm miserable. I know I was led by the Spirit, right, Ernest? Yeah, no, I wasn't led by the Spirit. I was led by the flesh. Now then, if I do that regularly, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to start spreading out. And then I have to buy a new suit. So, oh, my lens. I put on one of my suits the other day. It was a little tight. And I think I told Sharon and Cheryl both. I said, that suit today. Sharon, she's the one. I said, that suit's a little tight. She said, I love that suit on you. Said, you got to stay slim and trim. okay. So I try to be led by the Spirit. When I'm led by the Spirit, when I reach out there, I'm like Paul. When I reach out there for that pie and ice cream, he said, I have to beat my body. Beat it. To bring it in subjection to me. Is that what we have to do? Sometimes we have to beat this flesh because it don't want to go down easy, does it?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Who Sinned? In its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to the Living Savior Ministries teaching online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.